Welcome to another episode of the Spicy Fruit Podcast. Today's guest, we have Johnny Gilbert.
We are going to talk about the fall of Johnny Gilbert, how to be emo, and inappropriate fan interactions.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Not from us, from them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to it. Johnny!
Welcome in, Johnny.
Hello.
How do you say your last name? Is it Gilbert?
Gilbert. It's Gilbert.
It's not Guil?
I mean, you can call it that if you'd like.
What about, where does it come from? Do you know?
I have no, I don't know anything that I am. Like, I was just thinking about this. I was like, I need to do one of those tests to figure out. And I, like, asked my family, and they're just like, we don't know either.
So oh, wow. Very I could see you being, I bet you're a part Filipino.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be I think sick. You are.
I think so. You got the Filipino vibe, aura. Your aura says Filipino. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about Jollibee, so, you know.
Oh, it's Filipino.
You're
it's
Filipino.
At least like 10% Jollibee.
Only because you guys have had it in like videos, and yeah. I was like, I've only had it once. I'm like, I need to get on that. Am I allowed to cuss? Cause
you can cuss. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll try not to.
No, you can cuss.
Nah, we only bleep the F word, but you can say it. We say it. It doesn't matter.
I don't want to make it hard for editors.
No.
You can say
no, it's okay. I already got it out of my system. If it slips up, it slips up.
So wait, you've seen our Jollibee videos? How many videos of ours have you seen?
Like probably 10. No, I'm just kidding. No, I've seen way more than that.
Wait,
you guys have been on the internet forever, and I don't leave my room usually. So, you know, I'm like tapped in on the internet lore, especially with the OGs, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Which, like, yeah. Who did you watch like at the beginning?
Let me see. Probably. Let me go through the canceled list. No, I mean, like, literally everyone. Anyone that, like, was on the upcome. I mean, Smosh, Shane, Joey.
Mm-hmm. We'll list some OGs. Ryan Higa.
Yeah, of course. Ryan's the best.
Oh, yeah. Kev Jumba?
Yeah, Kev Jumba. Oh, let's go.
What about
That's so cool.
How about Fred? You watch Fred?
I mean, I saw his movies a little bit. I mean, I've seen them on iCarly and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I was tapped in, but I like what he does more now, actually, Lucas.
What does he
stuff.
Do now?
I don't
he
know.
He just does, like, vlog stuff and exploring and trying food and stuff. He does it with his brother and I.
Oh, bro.
It's like,
we
yeah.
filmed a video with him a long time ago.
Yeah.
Me and him used to have the same editor, but his editor, I don't know if he still works on it, but his editor that we both had, he tried stealing $10,000 from me.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
That's not fun.
No, I mean, that's not
that's
fun.
That's
not
a bag. Good.
So I hope he fired him as well.
Yeah, probably. probably by this point.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, all the OG YouTubers, especially I was really obsessed with seeing like the YouTubers translate into like the film and TV world and all that stuff. So I would always check out every movie or show that they like had an appearance on.
Oh, that's
or
crazy.
Or songs as well.
So you started as a fan.
Oh, for sure.
And now you're like one of the most popping creators these days.
Yep.
Yeah, because of my friends.
No, you're not a big part of it. You know, we were so excited when your friend group popped off because we're
thank you.
Emo is back, baby.
Dude, I've been there. Like, yeah, I mean, when I started probably in like 2012 with like a channel that I threw away eventually and then trying to do like Fred skits and stuff and Ryan Higa skits.
Yeah.
Pretty much trying to do that really badly. Luckily it's deleted. But then I started on the channel I'm on now in like 2013 or so and kept at it and did like a couple collab channels as well for a while and they did really well and then they fell apart and that became kind of YouTube history in my world at least.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm where I'm at, I guess. Kind of drifted off too. I kind of fell off for a minute too.
Mm. You
know? It happens. I've been there.
Yeah. I fell off super hard, but also it was kind of intentional too. I was just not in it. So
yeah.
I still am not in it, but it's doing better at least.
How many collab groups were you a part of that fell apart?
I did two and one of them we did like a whole tour for and it was like selling out like 500 cap rooms and it was a month tour and
why
we had a bus.
Were they similar reasons why they
it was,
split?
So I had like I moved in with this dude that was a fully grown man that was a YouTuber. Like yeah, nowadays it sounds like something like Moist Critical would have covered.
Yeah.
back then he wasn't really covering that. But I moved in with this guy and I pretty much wanted to become a YouTuber and we started making content together and then we came up with the idea to do a collab channel when I was like 17 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And got a bunch of other emo looking people that were in the scene and did it and did really well. Looking back at it now though, the content was not appropriate, of course. But also that's what was pushed back in the day on YouTube as well.
Was it like Filthy Frank stuff?
No, it was more so just like, I would say like more in that Shane Dawson realm clickbait sexual-ness, but without the humor as much. Maybe some of the humor. But also I was like 16, 17, 18. Yeah. So it was like young.
Same
thing. And then yeah, he just like became like a manager of the channel and stuff and really took control and had his hand in everyone's pockets and did some slimy stuff and
yeah,
pretty much got into a really messy world. And
it's crazy how
a little infamous now in the world of the internet world.
It's so crazy how like new YouTubers get taken advantage of. We got taken advantage of so many times where like MCNs are like, oh, give us like 30-40%, and we're like, okay, that sounds good.
And
like,
now a lot of those things don't even exist anymore.
Yeah,
I know. Because it's like,
now like people like realized it.
Yeah, I think a lot of times now it's if you work with a company, they'll just take a percentage of what they get you.
Yeah.
Which is that makes sense.
They eat what they kill, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because a lot of these companies did not bring you anything for a long time.
Absolutely.
It's kinda hot. I'm gonna change.
You
guys
don't
going.
Change. Be yourself.
I have to.
Oh.
The YouTube, you gotta adapt to the algorithm.
Oh. Yeah, you're hot.
Yeah, but no one knows
you
the algorithm.
You want me to come with you?
Are you guys turning emo? Is that what the joke is? Dude.
Why?
I noticed like the skinny jeans too. Like, were you wearing those the whole time?
No.
Oh my god.
Dude, bro, we were emo back in the day.
You don't
too,
understand
man.
How emo we were.
I felt like you guys were. I feel like one of you had like long hair, right?
Me, yep.
He did, yeah.
You did. Really early on though.
Really early on.
Yeah, like the start of the start.
I straightened the shit out of it.
Were you ever emo
though?
Like
so I was in the emo group, but I was the normal kid in the emo group, and like all my friends wore girl pants and band t-shirts and I just wasn't confident enough to pull it off.
That's fair. I mean,
but I was in there.
Dude, honestly, you're pulling off the fit. The boots are always like the go-to now.
Oh yeah.
The boots
now? I saw your boots. I was like, "Ooh, my
are bands still a thing nowadays?"
I just like I get it. I just never was about it, really. Boots are like kind of the new wave. Are you painting your nails right now?
Well, I was going to do this I was just planning on doing this at this time anyways.
This is what you do? I don't really paint my nails very often. I just let them rot.
Oh, yeah. What are these?
I'm actually a poser, though. I'm blonde.
Really?
Yeah. I'm blonde and...
I think I remember that when you were on my back.
Yeah. Well, there's context to this. There's context. I used to dress up as this band called Never Shot Never with a furry hat.
Yes,
and
dude.
I met you guys at VidCon probably 2012 or 2013.
Yeah.
And you guys were very nice. And I remember there was a photo. I can't find it.
I looked for it.
Did you find it or
no?
No. I couldn't find it either.
I looked everywhere.
And I was getting a piggyback by one of you. And and
it
I was like,
I think I remember that.
I mean, how could you not? I was wearing like a furry bear hat.
I think you might have been with Damon.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
I think I knew him because.
Yeah.
We would just, I don't know how that stuff works. I was hoping he could show us.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But Damon, we didn't really like know each other.
But he was like in the YouTube
wise,
world and everything.
We just always saw each other at VidCon and Playlist and we just clicked.
Yeah.
So then he was like, oh, meet my friend Johnny.
Those conventions were so special, like back then, especially.
Dude, back then was wild.
Oh, back then it was
so
awesome.
Good.
Like, I remember just seeing like O2L and stuff in the lobby and just seeing them get mobbed and I was like, this is insane. And I was a child, so to me that was just like the craziest world to see. And
how old were you when the first time you went to VidCon?
I was probably like 14, so like around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so how many have you been to?
Probably, I mean, I went to like, you know, if you consider like Playlist Live and all that type of world.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We went to all those.
Yeah, I've probably been to like maybe 5 or 6 of those things.
Did you go to VidCon recently?
I went to the last one, yeah.
How was it?
You want the honest truth?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, whatever.
it sucks.
Well, I wouldn't say it fully sucks. Yeah, I mean, it just is, it's not what it used to be. And it's understandable too, because the atmosphere of YouTube culture has changed so much. And there's been like, there's probably got to be more security now. Like YouTubers can't just walk on the floor, of course, like they used to.
Yeah.
Just due to the fact of safety. And a lot of them just don't really have incentive to do it, to be quite honest.
Well,
either.
They never got paid. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, no one gets paid to do those events.
Yeah.
We get free hotel rooms.
Yeah. For a place that you pretty much already live at,
I know,
like
right?
An area that you're already paying rent
at.
But I mean, like, we got invited to do it this year, and I was like, that's special. So
it's your first time?
Like, yeah. So we did that, and it would have been, you know, maybe cooler a couple years ago, but it was cool.
The only thing is, I did horrible.
It's okay. It's a tough thing
I
to do.
I think that VidCon now, and I've heard from
a lot. Oh my God, no, Alex.
Is this wrong?
It's on your thumb. Like, not on the thumb that it's supposed to be. No, it's cool.
Why are you rubbing it?
I don't know what to do.
My God.
But I think VidCon these days is not as fun for OGs and for us that have been there for a long time because we know what it used to be like. So I'm sure for like the newer YouTubers, like, oh, this is so cool. They don't know how we got down.
That's true.
Really?
I don't think they think it's that cool.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe I just couldn't imagine.
Like the first timers?
There's just not really that much to do from my experience.
Oh, wow.
It's like you're kind of, you look at the floor and it's products. And
yeah.
the best part about it back in the day was just talking to people. Like I would be like walking around, it's like prank versus prank, just chilling and
recognizing everybody. Now these days, last time I went, I think last year, I didn't recognize anybody.
No.
I used to know every single person. We went
this year, I recognized probably, like, and I'm very tapped in on just watching content because I don't have much of a life, but I recognize SpongeBob was on the panel apparently.
Like the real SpongeBob?
Oh, I know about that guy.
No, just like a mascot. Dude, you guys are struggling.
Bro.
He's like, you guys are amateurs. Look at you, rookies.
Speed run.
It's totally valid. I mean, like, as I said, I was dressing as a squirrel at 14 years old. So it takes us all a while.
I think the main thing with VidCon is like, okay, you're not going to pay us to come. It's a lot. But then also you're going to charge like $10,000 for a merch booth.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like, I hate to make everything seem financial or whatever, but it's like if they could, I feel like that convention could do so well still if they were to give some people some incentive in that manner due to the fact that they would show up and perform and do stuff. Cause it's like, why are you going to do a panel really? Like, unless if you just want to do it, but like most of the people were like, I'd rather make content during that day or spend it with my girlfriend or do et cetera. And so like for us, I mean, if you want the honest truth, we did a panel and it was like, okay, what are you guys going to do? And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's exactly what they did to us.
And I wasn't able to hear myself either, like through the speakers. And I was like, this is, oh my gosh.
The thing is like, if they do pay the creators, they would have even more of a purpose and they'd try a little harder.
The problem is if you pay some creators, then the ones that are not getting paid are going to be mad. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be a whole thing. Like, oh, we need
TanaCon.
Yeah, that's all. Did you go?
No, I wish. That would have been a movie. No,
you think TanaCon is better now than VidCon?
There is no TanaCon.
I know.
There was one time when Shane Dawson was there and documented it all.
I went to VidCon and then TanaCon happened during VidCon. Yeah. And I was like, and then I just hear all the crazy stuff happening. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot to take on to put something like that together. But I don't know. I'm rooting for it. Hopefully like they like try to find a way. Because I think if they pulled the right type of creators that people really want to see, then it would really draw to that. Because I think there is an audience for it, but I don't know.
It's outdated.
Oh, I thought you were like literally taking out like incense or something and you were going to light it.
What is this?
That's eyeshadow.
Oh, I thought it was eyeliner. What is this eyeliner?
That's the eyeshadow too.
Yeah.
Oh, this face paint.
Face paint. So that's, I don't know if you're trying to become a juggalo or what with that.
I just want to be cool.
That's close enough. Cool. Insane Clown Posse. Let's do that.
How about you do one of my eyes and you do one and then we'll see
who's
better.
It would be an honor.
Yeah.
Can you do one?
I don't know.
Wait, let him go first so that you can. Let's switch seats.
I've done this on Hassan and Anthony, so now it's like.
So you have an example, because yours is going to be crazy.
Oh, FaZe Rug. Like, so now this is like really becoming my brand.
Okay.
And I'm not good at it. Should I move the mic or do I keep the mic here?
You can move it. Just
what type of color would you like?
What do you think will look good on
black?
I think black
skin.
Is just black's traditional.
Always black.
Black or red, you know? This is a very. I'm judging this brush. This is not the brush I would use, which makes me sound like I'm professional.
You want to try this one? There's another brush.
Is it a little more thick?
Yeah.
Oh, so this one I would say is more for eyebrows.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm not. It's going to look like you got
What do I do with this? As a self-proclaimed emo.
You know, the funniest thing about that is I just use it in my titles. I don't really give a f-
And that's what an emo would say.
Yeah, well, exactly. If anything, I hate being called an emo because I'm just like,
whoa.
Is it different?
Looks like you got black eye.
Yeah, I mean, boom. To be honest, you need eyeliner and I always just smudge it.
Yeah, let me try the other one.
I'm actually only wearing eyeliner today, so you're wearing a little bit more. Eyeshadow is like the eyelid.
Whoa. Oh, so the dark circles are just from not sleeping or eating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not well nourished at all. I'm malnourished. I mean, you guys kind of killed the outfits, though. I have to give you that.
Okay. We're pulling it
the
off?
Pants are like great.
Okay.
Both of your pants.
They're not too
boots,
holy.
But I will take note.
What holy?
Are holes still in?
No, holes are in for sure. I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't think anyone overthinks it like that much. Roy's shirt, though. I don't. Oh, it's a Blink-182 shirt. Okay. I mean, that's.
Yeah. Oh, here's the back. The back's.
It's. Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Oh, I feel better now.
I think I did that side.
You did this side.
Yeah. I don't think. I mean, to be fair, I think we did about the same level of skills.
He did like 10 seconds. He did like a minute.
I just wanted to stay on, but It's not great, it's but not, it's okay. No, it's so it's
is
so
there a mirror?
Difficult. There's no mirror in that. Oh, we got the cheap. We got the cheap edition one.
It's okay.
So, as an emo, what is the number one thing you don't like being called? If somebody's like, "Oh, are you a heavy metal guy? Dude, are you a goth guy?"
I gotta be so honest with you. I don't give a.
You don't care,
dude. I go on Omegle and people call me everything, so I don't really mind what I get called. No, like honestly. Not at all. I actually think it's really funny how much people care about the label stuff. I do it due to the fact that I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It fits a title really well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, okay, I'm going to click on that. And I'll say that proudly because tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be 27. So.
Oh, no. Nice. Happy like, birthday.
It was just my birthday. August babies?
Really? Yeah. Yeah. When was your birthday?
21st.
And I wished you a happy birthday. You remember that?
You did.
But I do now. Happy birthday.
I just saw you put the shadow on. You look like you got a black eye too.
You guys look. This is it.
All right.
I mean, now you will fit into the house that me and Jake live in Carrington, you know?
Nice. Oh, yeah. So how is that? You've lived with creators pretty much a long time.
Yeah, pretty often on, yeah.
So. And so how did this one come about specifically?
Jake and I, who's my roommate, Jake Weber, he does like videos. He used to do a lot with like Sam and Colby and stuff like that. And, his, Tara as well and all that. And, we met, randomly. He was in LA or whatever. He lives in LA. I was moving back home for a little bit, went through some breakup stuff, not doing so well. And then, he rated me on Twitch, which is where you send your viewers to somebody after you are done streaming.
No way.
And then we messaged each other and, I was going to be in LA because I was filming like a music video and we just met up there, hit it off, and pretty quickly we did a song together and like a few videos, and then just kept on staying in touch and moved in together, started doing videos together, and then we eventually did a Spirit Halloween video and it did really well.
Oh,
and,
nice.
It really just started this like duo kind of thing, and then we moved into this new place we're in, and now we throw a lot of parties and just continue to make content and music, and that's really it, you know.
Yeah. I get an invite like every 2 weeks. I get some party.
Yeah,
like,
imagine living there.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I'm like,
Tink, do you have maids come in the morning or something?
Now we do, but
that's what I used to do too.
It's like, dude,
it's a lot.
I enjoy it. The thing about, you know, living with my friends that is good for me is that I do go out now and stuff. I never, when I moved to LA in like 2015 or whatever. You know, I was very young, but I didn't ever utilize LA at all. Yeah. Now I definitely do. Like, I'll do stuff like this, and I'll go to a bar every now and then and stuff and see JoJo Siwa randomly drunk.
Yeah.
but I don't, I just like, I don't know. It's not something that I always feel the need to do, especially just because I've kind of done it. But, you know, it's good that to be around people that are a little more outgoing with that stuff. And because otherwise I probably would never do it.
Yeah, I think I rarely go out, and when I do, it's usually at a party at your house.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The last one I saw you was like probably 3 months ago or so.
Yeah, like seven parties ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do my best not to go out.
That's fair.
Yeah, like I told you, I hate people.
Yeah.
People suck here in LA.
Okay, who's the emo one? Jesus.
Yeah. I know, I'm honest. I'm just being honest.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
And, for me, it's really hard because like, not just for me, but for, you know, like you go to a party, you recognize a handful of people, whatever. You say hi, whatever. And then then people recognize you that you've seen, but you don't remember.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
I hate it. I have a method for that.
What is that?
So whenever somebody comes up and they seem like they know you and they're like, hey, and you're like, oh shit, that was I've met you before, hey. Mm-hmm. So you'd be like, yo, what's up? Oh, this is my friend. And then
you throw them onto your friend?
Yeah. No, I say, this is my girlfriend or this is my friend. And I've already prepped,
and you get the
I've
introduction.
Already prepped them. And they're like, hey, I'm Alexis. Then they say their name. And I'm like, dude.
That's smart. See, I'm too honest. And I'll be like, oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry. You know, LA.
I've
and they're like, oh,
before.
I met you like four times.
I went to VidCon, and I feel so bad at VidCon because so many people come up. And I've been to a lot, so they've met me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go. And last time I went, this guy came up to me, he's like, Alex, and I was like, yeah, and we hugged, and we took a picture, and he's like, dude, I can't believe you remembered me, and I was like, oh, yeah, and then he was like, you do remember me, right? I was like, wait, was it VidCon playlist? And he was like, I've met you the last four VidCons, and I was like, oh,
dude,
what?
So
and then
hard.
He was like, I was like, but don't worry, man, I'm never going to forget again. I don't even remember what he looked like.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. If you're watching this, and it's you, My bad.
That was me.
No, yeah, it was Johnny. Mine's even worse, bro. Remember Aaron's wedding? Your Aunt Lynn. So his Aunt Lynn approaches me. It's his brother's wedding.
No.
And then she comes up to me. Roy! Nice to see you. I was like, hi. You remember me? I was like, no. It's me, Aunt Lynn. I don't remember you still.
Jesus.
I remember Aunt Lynn. I'm Aaron's aunt. I don't. I'm Aunt Lynn.
She's really trying to get to the cross.
Hi.
It's so bad.
And then if you fake it, they know. If you're like, oh, yeah, they know. Yeah. And then it's just awkward.
I just don't know how to get out of that situation.
I'm just so honest about it at this point, which I don't know if that's the right answer, but I'm just like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. Or, oh, my God. Or I'll be at a place and it's really loud for some reason. People like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, I hate sound. I hate loud sounds.
Oh, my God. I hate it. But it's like, yeah, I hate it.
If you see me at a party, that's why I'm outside.
Oh, yeah. That's super fair. But, like, people will be telling you their name, and I won't be able to hear them for, like, six times, and then they think I'm a jerk because I'm like, no, I really can't hear you.
Yeah, right?
Like, and then I'm losing, and the next day I lose my voice because I'm trying to actually communicate. So.
I don't understand how people can hear each other at parties, especially clubs. I'm like,
oh my God,
people
are
having conversations. I'm like, I can't hear anything. I just nod a lot, and I just try to match their facial expression.
I literally just, like, drink in hand, and that's my whole night, you know, and I'm like, why did I go out
drinking hand? Oh,
like, there's nothing. I don't have anything like else to do, really. I can't be on my phone because everyone's like, why are you on your phone? So it's just like, even if I wasn't drinking it, at least I have something in my hand. I look like I'm participating in the existence.
I don't even drink it. I just hold it the same cup all night,
dude. That's he just showed me a hack, PJ. Whenever you're in a bar and you don't feel like drinking, you just order a Sprite.
Yeah, but I just always conform to drinking, so. If I'm at the bar already, it's like, okay, whatever. I'm here.
I have a secret for that, too.
What?
If you're drinking or if people are like, take another shot.
Yeah.
There's different things to do. So you put a lot of ice if you get a drink. That way it's less alcohol. And then when you cheers for a shot, you cheers hard.
Oh, because it spills out?
A bunch of it comes out. And then you're like, boom, yeah, cheers, yeah! And so there's a lot of different methods, but... Growing up in LA, like I had a party phase for like 5 years, and I picked up all these little things like what to do. Oh, I know, and I keep track of the shots I drink, so I only drink maximum six a night.
No,
that's a good amount. Yeah.
So there's little secrets.
Mm. Yeah.
When I went to a club, I used to, if I got too drunk, I would go running.
So like
outside,
I would
go
outside and go running. And so like I would already be drenched in sweat because I'm at the club.
Yeah.
So then if like. For one instance, I had another group of friends that were showing up at like 1 p.m. and I was like, dang, I'm already drunk. If I'm going to drink with them. Yeah, 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to drink with them, I have to sober up. So I went and ran like 3 miles and then I came back
and
then drank
insane.
More.
Did you sober up?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, wow. At least I've like placebo wise.
I would
maybe.
Never do that.
Yeah, like, drunk Alex likes to run. I don't know.
Started to like try to work out now because I did a workout video with my roommates and they're all pretty shredded, to be quite honest.
I saw you do a pull up.
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad.
No, like, you were doing some 90
degrees. Oh, you're talking about recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the progress currently. Well, that was after, anyways. But but like when I initially did, I couldn't do even one. I was like, that was like a month or two ago. So I was like, oh God.
The good thing is you're so skinny that when you do get muscle, it's going to show like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm just, I'm trying to get into that world, even though I despised it ideally. But it's actually kind of nice though.
You're getting to the age. That's where... most people start working out at this time because like you're like, oh, my body can't handle all this malnutrition and not working out like it used to.
All the DoorDash is finally getting to me. So
just like,
for real, dude.
But, so what's I want to know what is the day in the life of you?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? What time do you go to sleep, first of all?
Sometimes, yeah.
What time? You don't go to sleep?
No, I do go to sleep, yeah. I actually, so like last year I was waking up at like 4 p.m. every day.
Dang.
Yeah, I was going to bed at like 7 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, you guys are YouTubers.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like the last year, I've been like getting up at probably around 8 to 10. I've been going to bed at like 1 or 2 a.m. usually.
That's not bad.
No.
It's pretty good.
And I'm like pretty happy with that.
And that's what you have now?
Yeah, I would say I went to bed like 2 yesterday. Oh, so, and I woke up at 8. So,
that's not bad.
I went to sleep at 1 because I was watching Making a Murderer. I've never seen it, but true crime.
Yeah.
I'm all up in that right now.
Nice.
True crime is fun.
What's that?
But okay, so then you get up at 10 and then why?
I just kind of answer emails and talk to my editor and
you
stuff
eat breakfast?
Like that. Yeah, I've started to do that. I'll just like order like Yeah, I've been getting like coffee bean and stuff like that. Yeah. Now I get like avocado toast. I'm very LA sounding. I get like my matcha or my coffee.
Yeah. If I miss a meal, it's breakfast. Like,
it's kind of
hard.
Yeah, it is hard. That's why I just like order it, because I'm like not going to do it.
So, yeah, yeah.
I just kind of, I realized eating is pretty important. So yeah. I'm trying to do that, but a little more.
Every day. Yeah. It's like, damn.
Oh, I know. Every day. I made a tweet the other day. I said, I wake up every day. Yeah. And it's like,
it's so annoying.
It's like,
how have we not evolved past that? Why can't we sleeping? Just no eating oh. once, like eating once a day, or like how have we not made a pill? It's like, oh, that's all you need, boop, and you're good to go. You don't have to eat.
You don't like eating?
I guess it's just you don't eat it's too? Just like,
there's
oh,
so
now
much
I gotta...
YouTube content that could be made out of eating, though. Yeah, true. So it's kind of like, I wish I could almost eat more sometimes, no. just because of videos. Mm. But then I just become one of those people that's only doing food videos, and then I'm like, oh god, I need to spice it up.
So how has your videos evolved? So like now yeah. you're doing a lot of like mm-hmm. what we used to do, just like duo stuff or yeah. like trio stuff mm-hmm. now with Carrington.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what were you doing before? Did you ever have a parody phase or a vlog?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
no,
did
for
vlogs,
sure.
right?
Yeah, I did it all. I did parodies. I did vlogs. I've done gaming stuff. I've done it all. I mean, I kind of mm-hmm. just, the idea of making multiple channels always like stressed me out. I'm sure you guys have been there
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do I have to do that? It's like, then it's another thing. But no, for the most part, I would say my content just sticks around like personality-based stuff where it's just screwing around. And I would say on the main channel, it's mostly stuff that's with, you know, my group of friends, mm-hmm. Just doing silly things. But yeah, and then like music videos sprinkled in there and all that kind
oh,
of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so
your music.
I try to be music guy. I'm a YouTuber musician.
If you had to pick one thing between the streamer, or the YouTuber, yeah. or the musician, which one would you be?
Yeah, I think that I want to do it all naturally, but it's like obviously a lot. Music is definitely like the more of the like hearts in it kind of passion Aww. For sure. You know, that's like very expressive. I just mm-hmm. naturally will go and do that even if I don't yeah. post it. But I think it's super important to keep the YouTuber side and the personality based stuff so alive, because when I was younger and stuff, I would watch a lot of these bands and they'd be interviewed or they'd be doing like little vlogs or whatever, and it made me so much more connected to their music, so mm-hmm. I never want to lose that, I guess.
Oh,
so yeah.
So if I bust out a guitar right now and we all just freestyle,
yeah, what do you want to play? Wonderwall thing?
No, just
no, can
just
we
make
freestyle
up a song?
Emo song?
Oh yeah, what one? A random one?
Yeah,
we just whatever.
Make one up.
Okay.
Make
one up. If
it's
out
in
a
tune,
guitar.
Yeah. Oh, it's right there. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, what? We have it. Oh, what? It's like
right,
it was...
one of you guys got to get on the keyboard.
I don't. Do you know how to play keyboard?
No,
oh,
dude.
Me either. He's the musician. I'm just the guy.
Jake was trying to get me to go to like Barney's for my birthday, and I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do on my birthday.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna do for your birthday?
Just chill.
Yeah, the next party.
Next party, yeah, that'll be I don't know, whenever Jake messages me to do one again, and I'll be like, I guess.
Yeah, when I like going there, but when I go there, it's kind of like VidCon for me because I don't know anybody. And then
the same thing.
So many people will be like, oh my God, you were my childhood. Oh my God, I used to watch you.
It becomes that?
Yeah, that's what happens when I go there.
No way.
But I mean, that's not
a bad thing.
No,
yeah,
I've been doing it forever, and it's a lot of new creators that go to your parties. So they're all like, oh, what are you doing?
You're saying like a bad thing.
No. It's a good thing.
No, it's like,
I just want to talk to Johnny the whole time. Johnny and David and that group.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just like gravitate towards them.
The people that have been around on it now at this point. Like, it's like, there'll be like Ryan Abe and stuff too. And all that. It's like, so he was in the parody world too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. All right, let's get it. So wait.
We need a topic.
Is there a topic? Should we talk about?
Hot topic.
Oh, hot topic.
Hot topic. Let's just talk about
hot topic.
Being emo.
Yeah, we just feel it out. Yeah. You know?
All right.
That's who's gonna start it?
I'm usually the one holding the guitar.
Oh.
Do you want one? We have another one.
Yeah. Do we have like three guitars?
I can't play guitar. Cause...
Yeah, you could hold it though.
I can hold it.
I don't know who wants to start. I'm stage.
Okay,
right.
I got
you
it.
Go,
right.
You go.
Okay.
What we like?
Play something emo, bro.
Let's go with this.
After this, can you teach us how to scream?
Oh, you think I scream? I play like really
soft. You've never
soft.
Screamed before?
I have, but I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I just kind of wean it.
Well, can you wean us?
Sure, if you guys
that
want.
That sounded weird.
No, I know, it sounded normal.
Yeah.
I can help you out.
Yeah, we can wean.
I'll attempt it.
Okay.
Sounds
you
like
know,
some Jason Mraz.
Sometimes I'm just sitting here with my friends.
It's like an intro.
And I don't take the time to appreciate the now. I just think about the future. So let's talk about the now. Johnny, you have graced us with your presence.
It sounds like a worship song.
Oh yeah, this is worship. Oh, we gotta go emo.
Yeah, that was worship.
Yeah, that was worship. We were just worshiping Johnny.
Yeah, we worship you, Johnny.
I don't know. Okay, you
we
gotta
start pulling out some bread and wine. We're like, here, you guys get.
Here, you guys. You want some? You want some flesh?
Like, oh, that's what it okay. That sounds a little emo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you gotta start it.
You got it.
Okay. I don't. I can't. I gotta get the emo vibe.
This sounds a little more emo.
It's gonna be gospel-y again. I know it. Okay, here we go. When I sit here with my friends, I think about the times we'll never have again, and I cry in my heart, my emo heart. Oh. I got black shoes and black pants and black shirt, and my skin is Filipino.
Mine's not.
And I cry every night, and I hide from the pain.
Parents.
Pain. From my parents.
Parents.
Okay, go, Roy. Touch my body. Touch my body.
This guy's just horny,
touch
dude.
My body. I love him. Touch my body tonight. Touch my body.
Yeah.
Touch my body.
Touch his body.
I want you to touch my body tonight.
Go, Johnny.
My heart is black, I have panic attacks. This guy wants someone to touch his body.
My body!
He's feeling so emo, his parents never know. Why does he want people to touch his body?
Please touch my body!
You know what, man? Like, it's not, it's not gospel, and I'll give it that. Actually, it could be though. That does sound a little, the touch my body could be.
It was like a Christian emo band.
Oh yeah, and there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like Under Oath or something.
Oh yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh wow. All
right. Thanks.
Wow, that was good, guys.
I'll be on Spotify. Yes. Yeah.
Catch us on Warped Tour. They're bringing it back, no?
They keep saying that.
No. We'll be playing When We Were Young. That's what we're doing.
You've been to Warped Tour?
Really?
No, I haven't been. I was gonna go, but I was on a tour during the first one. And then the second one, I just didn't have anyone to go with. So maybe this one I'll go.
But there's a bunch of Warped Tours, right?
Oh, you're saying Warped Tour?
No, Warped Tour.
Oh, Warped Tour. Yeah, no, I went on multiple Warped Tours.
Oh, yeah. I think I did two or three.
Yeah. I was on with me and Damon and some other people. Like, we did like meet and greets there. I was like,
oh,
yeah.
I did them when I was like 16, I think. And then I went on the UK one as well for like 2 days.
Oh, I think we were like 16. Or like 18? Like,
oh, yeah. 13, I mean, it's 14. Been around for so
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
So. I mean, Eminem was on it and stuff. You
we
know?
Went back
we
in
should
the
go.
Day.
We were young. We should go. I remember when like, when the first like came out, the news, everyone thought it was a scam.
Yeah, that was a big thing for sure.
I remember I went and I was like, it's like I said, I was part of the emo group, but I was also like not the most emo. So I was just.
You weren't the stereotype emo.
I wasn't. But I really gravitated towards the emo group. So, and Roy was part of that. So I was like, I was always with them. And they're like, we're going to Warped Tour. And I was like, I don't know what it was. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And we went. And I remember like doing the mosh pits. I love the freaking mosh pits.
Bro, really? You just punch people.
I was
scared of those people. See, I was really just listening to Never Shout Never and ukulele music and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Oh yeah, we listened to that too.
I was like all about the cutesy songs. That real catchy
you
pop.
See, we're both little people.
Yeah.
We sang Scene Aesthetic. That was like our jam back in the day.
Yeah, so I was probably more of a scene kid, I would say. Mm. Just a little bit.
But I went and I remember Gym Class Heroes was performing. I don't remember the lead singer's name.
It was Travis McCoy.
Yeah. So he was up there and then I was in the back of the crowd and just watching by myself and just like watching him and like I think I zoned out because I was like looking at his mannerisms and like how he talked
stage
and stuff.
Stage presence, all that.
And then I realized after I was zoned out for like 20 seconds that he was staring at me. And I was like.
Okay, dude.
And then I was
did
like.
Did you make out?
No, I was just like. Aww. Oh, and then 30 more seconds passed by and we both didn't break it. And I was like,
dude,
is he looking at me? I was like, why is he looking at me?
I feel like I've had fans say this before and it was not true.
No, I know, but it was weird because I was like, what? And then I moved a little bit, like a couple feet over and he was still looking at me. And I was like,
and then he pointed at you and said, don't move.
No, and then he was like, it was just weird. And then I was like, this is weird, right? This is, and I'm in my head like, this is weird. And then, And then he pointed at me.
Oh, he did.
And he went like this while he was singing, but in like an aggressive manner. And I was like, I think he was like,
touch my body.
I think he was like, dude, stop looking at me. And I was like, you're on stage. And he was looking at me. So then I was like, oh. And then I just left. But I remember.
I feel like this is a miscommunication. He needs to get on the podcast to discuss
he's
this.
He's not going to remember, but.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, but
no, he will.
It was weird because I was just like, what? And then none of my friends believe me either. And then I was like, yeah. I wouldn't believe me either. I don't blame you guys.
I don't believe you.
I'll be honest, guys. Tour. I don't even really like concerts.
Oh, me either. I hate festivals. Concerts. I hate Coachella. I just.
Oh, yeah. You were. Did we see each other at Coachella? I don't know.
I think you were on my back again. You like being behind me for some reason.
No, you know, we were listening to Chapel Roan, and I was on your shoulders, you know.
He was like, "I'm hot to go." I was like, "All right, hop on."
Yeah, we started the hot to go dance and everything.
Yeah, HOTTO.
But yeah, I went to Coachella a couple times. Usually, a girl talks me into it, and yeah. I never liked it. Everybody gets sick after. You're in the desert. Jeez. It's hot.
The walking is insane.
Walking is crazy, and everybody gets sick for like 2 weeks after.
Yeah,
the dust. You have to wear a face mask because there's so much dust.
I've never been.
Don't go.
Even if you have like the VIP stuff,
still
so brutal.
Still.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be an artist to really like have the treatment that would be like, this is not miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I went for the first time that year, and it was at first it was the most awkward thing ever because everyone's so like, I was just like straight up the emo kid there too and stuff. So I just feel like a little like, oh, look at that. What's that?
People are like, can he even?
So
go
then
on
I got
song?
Drunk enough to where it felt less bad, and it was fine. But everyone was like just. Dancing to some DJ and stuff, and I was like, this is not for me. But then I started to enjoy it, you know.
Yeah. I think the alcohol helped too.
I would drink constantly during it and just kind of sit in the grass and chill, eat food.
Yeah.
It's very expensive though.
I would do that too. I would be in the VIP area and then I would just be sitting there drinking, and then I would just watch people walk by. I'm like, oh, there goes Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's Austin Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, there's that guy.
Yeah, it's really just a people watch thing. That's really it.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Because I don't like crowds either.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's a lot.
He does it's a lot. Yeah, I'm not a super fan, but I'd probably go again because I just, if vibes. People tell me to go, I'd probably go again.
Yeah, that's the only way I go is if I'm pressured, peer pressured.
How's the sky, by the way, there? Is it nice?
Oh, yeah. Because
I've been into astrology.
Astrology?
Yeah.
How's the what?
The sky.
The sky.
Is it nice in the desert?
It's there, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly,
you can see the stars.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I was kind of more focused on like just the existence of the event than the sky. I didn't take anything before, so I wasn't really like, oh, look at that.
Okay, cool.
I couldn't see through the dust
because I just got a telescope for my birthday. So
dude, you should have brought your telescope to Coachella.
Yeah,
main stage. Guys, come on, try this out.
Yeah, check it out.
That's so cool though. Telescopes are
for sure.
So the
planets are all gonna align tomorrow.
Are they?
Way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
And we just had a blue moon too.
Yeah, super blue moon.
So you gotta telescope that one.
I got you. I'll send you a picture.
Awesome.
I'll let you know.
So you've been doing YouTube for over 10 years?
I would say so, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, really actively, yeah, I would say.
So when did things like pop? You're like, oh, nice.
Honestly, it was pretty quick because I mean I started initially on the website YouNow.
Yeah.
And I was like probably 12 or so, and I started just live streaming, and there was other people that eventually built a career too, like Eugenia Cooney and like Luke Corns and stuff, like also started during that time on those that platform. And that was a really interesting platform to start on. But I went from that, and then I started doing the YouTube stuff, and really I think when I was like 14 or so, I moved in with this guy named Brian Stars, who was like an interviewer with the alternative bands mostly, and then kind of became more of a personality, and he had a following already, and I just kind of, by looking the part of an emo kid, it was just like happened. And
so it did well, but it was there, what was like the biggest, like you went from one level to the next, like whoa?
There was probably about 3 points, I would say. I mean, when we did a collab channel called My Digital Escape, that was a big thing, and
that's a good name.
Yeah. And that was getting like, at one point, all the videos were getting like 500,000 views in like a day, like to sometimes 1 million. And it was a daily post.
Dang.
And and that was we started doing tours and stuff. And a lot of us were doing music during that time. And that was pretty successful, ended bad, but, you know, nonetheless, that was something. And then going on Warped Tour was a big deal, too. When I was younger, I went on Warped Tour, and I was with like D Fizzy and Brian and some other people. Vincent Sear and like Kate were on the first one. Piddleass was her username. And then there was like a point where I was getting, I think, like 4,000 Instagram followers a day at that point. Whoa. And I was like, you know, really crazy. And I just thought that was normal because I was young and I was like,
it's all you know.
But yeah, we had like the, not to like flex, but we had like the biggest lines at Warped Tour because we just, I mean, not necessarily for myself because I was just around the people that were popular, but it was, the meet and greet lines did not end, and the bands were kind of getting upset due to the fact that it's like, oh, this is a rock festival, and now these stupid dorky, now they all kind of like dabble in internet content, but back then it was not well known. Mm-hmm. And so that was a really big point. And then now I would say the biggest point has been with Jake, Tara, and myself, and Carrington. And you know, we've reached outside of the traditional niche that I was in, I guess, and done videos with a bunch of different content creators and just continue to do music. And I don't know, it's very weird because I've had points like right before that, I would say was my lowest point success wise. Like getting probably, I went down to like 20,000 to 10,000 views on videos, you know, and it was I was like, I'm still doing it, but I didn't really care. Mm-hmm, and I was, it was like that for like a year or two. But I think that was kind of good because it just, shows that it's just really not, who cares? Like it's whatever. I mean, it's nice to do well.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure too though.
And the downs are what makes it be like, oh wow. Like it makes you appreciate it. Cause like you said, when you're younger, it was normal. You're like, oh, this isn't a big deal. And then you lose it. And then you're like, oh, that was a big deal. And now you got it back. And now you take full advantage of it.
Yeah. I'm trying my best, you know, and I don't have a fallback plan. I dropped out of high school. So, you know,
nice. I didn't go to college.
Yeah, well, you know, we're in this together, YouTube life. But they got us by the arms on this one. But yeah, no, I would say those are my points at the moment. And hopefully, you know, other things like take off, I guess. But I'm not really super focused on like, oh, I got to be the biggest at this point. Yeah. I just really don't care though. Like, it'd be great, I guess. But
you're
also
doing so good that you don't have to worry about it.
Like, it's you don't have to
be number one.
Yeah, I don't really want to be like, I've gotten opportunities to sign to big labels and try that out and stuff, and I'm just like, I'm kind of comfortable doing what I'm doing. And
yeah,
I think that's the key, honestly, man, because people try to do too much and then it really is like more money, more problems, and then more stress.
I'm definitely trying too much for sure. But but like I'm still trying to like have some control of it, I guess. And but it's scary, you know, there's no guidebook on what you should select.
I get the feeling that your music is more for you than it is for the audience. Like you do YouTube and stuff, stream, and that's for fans.
For
but
sure,
then the music is just for you, and they just can like it if they want.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm that good. So I just kind of like do it. It's a hobby. It's like, luckily now because of the YouTube success, and I've had some songs that, especially like last year, I had a song that did pretty well for me and stuff. And it helps fund it. That one like almost is at like 10 million in like less than a year, which is really, for that's me, great. That's good as an independent artist. I mean those things help me fund music, and I see the Reddit post or whatever, everyone's like, you suck, or you know, analyzing my whole life. But nonetheless, it's like, do I just stop and don't do it? It's just a thing. If you like one song and you don't like the rest, that's fine. And
Do you do music videos?
I just did one where I'm a werewolf the other day, and it's like, it was my biggest music video budget. Had a cop car in it and stuff.
Sick.
One of my friends makes a cameo in it. And it's really, hopefully the budgets just keep on going up. But it's all self-funded for myself. Yeah. From my audience and to myself, you know, et cetera.
Eventually, are you going to get to Escape the Fate music video? Those recent ones?
You mean like Universe ones?
Have you seen those?
Yeah, for sure.
Those
are
crazy.
No, those are like 150,000 easily.
Yeah, I'm like, no, probably more with all the editing. I'm like, this is Avengers level stuff.
No, I don't see, as much as I like those videos, I don't know if that's really something that I would be drawn to create in myself. Because like those are very like CGI kind of green screen world, and they're cool. And even like Black Veil Brides did one with that same director recently, or Ice Nine Kills.
Oh wow.
And they look great, but I really like just like practical stuff at the moment. Like we just got this like creepy haunted house, like not haunted house, but it was like,
it looks haunted.
It is haunted house. Oh. It is haunted. They filmed like a episode of American Horror Story in there and shit. It's just like, I just like that like realness personally. Yeah. So, and that usually doesn't cost as much. So, and
absolutely.
We had a makeup artist make me look like a werewolf, and I kill some people and stuff. And
was that fun?
It was scary because I felt like I was actually going to hurt this girl because she was such a good actor. She like screamed so well and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. And like, I had to like, I don't want to give it away, but I had to kill her in some way. And it was like, I was like, oh my God, did I hurt you? And then and then one point she pretends to be dead and I just like randomly start doing a Fortnite dance and she wasn't even able to see it. But no, I just like that. Yeah, I like that 90s, early 2000s, just kind of aesthetic. And that usually doesn't cost as much, I think. So we make it work with my modest budget, I guess, for the whole industry.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you enjoy it.
Yeah.
It, so.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's really, you know? Yeah. Just do it all, you know, until I burn out and need to hide.
How many times have you burned out?
I don't like, okay, so what classifies as burning out? Like actually pulling away from the internet? Because I don't know if I've ever really done that.
Not pull away, but where you're just like, I got to change something. I got to do something else. Like I got to shift or something.
I feel like it's just constant, like in my mind. Yeah, I mean, I think it's like constant. I think that's inevitable. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of, it's not even about, oh, well, I mean, there are the comments I will read and I take them to heart because I'm very emotional, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'll read like, oh, I want you to do more videos like this with Jake and stuff. Or I want you to do this. And I'm like, you guys don't even know, like I have two albums done right now that I haven't released and I'm doing music videos and I'm like doing all this. And then we have videos filmed. They're just not out yet. And it's like all these other projects. And I'm like, guys, like I'm trying, but that's my fault to a degree for like caring that much about random comments.
Do you have
but,
like a Patreon?
No.
You should start one. It might help a lot.
It sounds like, so draining.
It is kind of draining, but we have a Patreon at patreon.com/spicyfruit. So make sure you check that out.
Spicy fruit Patreon. It's a whole nother thing. I just
like a whole employee just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I mostly like, I guess the thing I view as my Patreon to a degree is probably my like Twitch streams, which also feeds into the live channels I started.
Sick.
So kind of, you know, it's like that extra income and like also I don't know. I like live streaming, even though sometimes I'm not in the mood, but sometimes it feels really nice.
Yeah. I want to come and do one of yours because I have done a couple of streams with other people, but I've never done one by myself.
Mm.
And I've never done one that was lengthy. I just come for like a segment of JC's or a segment of somebody's stream.
Yeah, as like a like special guest kind of thing. Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that it's not super high energy as all the clips would have you believe.
Oh, mine's very high energy. Mine's just me like reading stuff on the internet. If anything, I've kind of made that, I wouldn't say it's like drama, but I'll like cover stuff more so on that, like, oh, what's going on with this Twitter segment of the day. And I'll just kind of, I guess it's more, I would say it's more my mature side, which is kind of silly. It sounds really stupid to say, but it's like in my videos with Jake and stuff, traditionally we're like, and it's not even like necessarily an act, it's just that's the type of performance and like the personality that comes out, where like my live streams are me just kind of chilling in my room talking about things or playing my guitar or playing a game, and you know, it's just I'm usually a little more this, I guess, like how I am right now.
That's what the podcast is for us.
Yeah, and I kind of prefer it a lot of times.
Yeah, me too. So. I don't mind doing the silly stuff and just making each other laugh because that's what we do, but this is more interesting.
Just chill, man.
It's more chill.
You guys have done videos where you go in public too, I think. Yeah. Like you guys did one like not too long ago where I don't know if you went to Costco or something, right? Like
we go everywhere.
Five Below.
Yeah.
Five Below. Yeah. Like how do you feel about doing public videos like that? Isn't it like, because I do a lot of, me and Jake like do that pretty often.
How do you feel?
Well, yeah, you can go first.
I don't mind it. I like interacting with people.
After a while you get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I hated it at first, especially like back when we first started. I did like Rolanda in public and I had to go to Walmart, did a music video with that. But then after a while, I'm just like, I'm never going to see these people again. And you get kicked out, you get kicked out.
I mean, honestly, it helps the video when you get kicked out sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
And I love like just interacting with people and just like joking with them and like making them laugh. And I just met them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't mind the public stuff.
I like it. It's just, it's sometimes it's just really hard to turn on that mode of like, okay, I'm going out into the real world. Like sometimes I feel so disconnected from like the real world. Mm-hmm. And like you go to just a regular store and you're like, holy f-.
Yeah.
This is like, I'm not just in my YouTube bubble.
Yeah.
And that always like kind of throws me off.
It's like taking your character into somewhere.
Yeah. Public. That and like, yeah, it's just, it's a little, you know, stressful, but it's usually, it makes like the best videos, I think, for the most part, the best moments come out of it.
That was like my whole guava juice lore career.
Was like going out in public and stuff?
Or whenever I do go out in public, I had to like carry the crazy, like, hey, what's up, YouTube? How you doing? Stay juicy.
Jeez.
And like on like Target.
It's tiring, bro.
My response, jeez.
Yeah. You know the average YouTube career length is?
I would assume 3 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Usually, if you become a YouTuber, 4 years, you're burned out, you're done.
Mm. Is it?
So we're a rare breed.
Why do you think that is? Is it because of like
mentally?
I think mental is like the main thing. It's just very taxing. Like, because YouTube, people, a lot of people know now, but when we first started, people didn't know. There's social media. There's the filming. There's
more
editing,
now
there's
to
the
it than
writing,
ever.
Yeah. There's the cameras. There's the meeting up. There's so much going into it. And now it's even more with TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter.
Oh my God,
and
no,
all this
real.
Stuff. It's very draining.
It is. Yeah. And like at this point, like to be quite honest, I mean, if you, for the most part, for most creators, you have to have like editors and stuff and you have to have, you know, a team to some degree.
Yeah.
I have a very small team, but it's still like, it's not, you can't just, if you're just starting, it's very hard to just be like, oh, I have the money to finance that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not very possible. So the whole
traditional
YouTube idea is not necessarily what it used to be. So.
Yeah.
How many, how small, I mean, you say you have a small team. How many people?
It's literally, I have one editor that I've known as a friend for like 12 years.
Yeah.
And then, now he's like full-time and he'll also film for me and Jake. And that's really nice and good guy. And then I hired my sister full-time to help me with like emails and everything like that and moved her to LA. So she's
like assistant.
Yeah. She's like my assistant now. And then, besides that, I have management now and that's been good. They've been really nice and finally get brand deals, which I've never gotten out of my whole career of YouTube.
Whoa.
Out of my whole year, like years of YouTube, before the management that I have now, I probably have gotten like 3 brand deals or so, like really nothing.
Yeah.
Now it's been pretty consistent. And besides that, I mean, it's just like, you know, I'll have my music video group and I'll have my producer for my music and stuff. And like, it's very small and I get offers to like try to make it bigger, but I just don't really, I feel like that's just, I don't know, if I can do it smaller, I think that's nicer in a way. So.
Yeah. Kind of like Ryan Trahan. I feel like he has the best like setup or system going
on. That guy makes
just
crazy
like,
videos.
Go here, go here.
I don't have the
chilling.
Energy for it.
Yeah, me either. No. I think that's a young 20s thing.
No way. Okay, good. At least we're all in this together.
Yeah, seriously.
Sometimes even the videos I do make, like Jake will be like, let's go on a cruise and do all that, which is nice. Cruises are nice.
Yeah.
But it's not really like, oh, we're just having fun on a cruise. We're also just trying to make a video.
Yeah,
so
you're working.
Like,
yeah.
Working. YouTube working. Okay. Don't cancel it. No, even those are like big adventures though. You have to travel and stuff. You go somewhere for like 2 or 3 days and then you have to like head back and it's like.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And I still want to have a regular life.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's what I'm realizing when I get older. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to like not be just in work mode constantly.
It's so hard because there's so much competition. So if you let off the gas a little bit, somebody's going to pick it up and take your spot. And then you have to fight for it back. And so it's hard. It's like, I want to be me, but then I also can't let go of this because I should be grateful for what I have. But then so
and the
it's,
moment
it's a
you
battle.
Put something out too, even if it does well, you're like, great. Now I have to like get something else back. Like I'm going to drop an album soon. And it's like, okay, when I do that, like I'm already like writing for the next EP or whatever. Cause I'm like, I need to have something else ready to go.
You're only as good as your last video.
It's literally so hard to stop sometimes.
Yeah.
But, what I learned, I guess during Guava Juice and Wasabi, just ride the wave as far as you can. Honestly.
Yeah.
Take
whatever, say yes to everything. And then if you burn out, then hey.
Yeah. And just keep on like, you know, when you're back in it or whatever too, you're back in it and you just do it again. Like you just keep going. So that's really how I feel about it.
It's really just cycles. I was talking to the therapist earlier. We had a therapist in and I was like, life is like a cycle. Like
for sure.
Everything just goes back. And for me, it's every 8 years. Like it's like the same thing happened 8 years ago, but it's just a different form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we're digital zombies and we'll never escape.
Oh,
I don't think
werewolf.
I don't think
werewolf. Sorry.
I've been a zombie too. I think, do you guys plan on doing anything outside of YouTube? Like, I mean, you know, I know for myself, I think about it every single second of the day.
Mm-hmm. Like where you don't have to make content?
Not necessarily. Cause I know like, I don't know, at least for myself, I feel like I always kind of want to be there.
Yeah.
But I know if I'm not always there and stuff, especially like we were talking about with the algorithm and stuff, it will be discouraging to see my views dwindle because that's just probably inevitable.
Yeah. Everybody goes
there's a huge reason why traditional media stars don't pull the same numbers as, you know, somebody getting interviewed that is on a, just having their own channel popping off usually on
because the algorithm is so volatile, you can never trust it.
It's always switching. Like what do you got to
for me? I'm honestly, bro, the thing that worked really well in Guava Juice was slime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go in the slime space.
Oh, like making your own slimes?
Yeah, it's our slime company. I feel like it's good.
I better get slime. You better send me some slime. Yeah,
for sure. Some emo slime.
Emo slime. Like we're doing goo. We're doing a cross collab. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, black goo and like blood.
Yeah, because I enjoyed it, man. Like I filled my bathtub with slime and that was fun.
That did pretty well.
I was like, yeah, oh, I did okay. Like no. A couple hundred million.
100 million or so.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just really enjoyed it.
I don't really have an answer. I think I kind of miss vlogging.
Really?
Not daily.
No, yeah. But like, you miss having that connection to that level.
I just miss, sharing my life and being able to go to my fans and get their advice or get their takes on things. I'm like, oh, I never thought about it like that. Or like just sharing my life because I used to go out in public and people would be like, oh, how's your leg? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot they know that I just got surgery or something. Or I just had to do this. Yeah. Or they're like, how's your mom? Is she okay? I'm like, thank you for asking. Like, it's crazy that you know that.
Yeah.
I miss it.
I think that's super understandable. That's how I feel as well with the connection. Like sometimes I feel like, okay, guys, pull back because you know me, but you don't know me. And give me that space. But I also really like having that connection of even just like using it. I feel like back in the day with YouTube, it used to feel more like I could just use it as a journal to a degree or a diary.
Yeah.
And people appreciated that. But now I get criticized for it a lot more. And that's really strange to me. Like one of my first viral videos was about like my dad passed away when I was younger and stuff, and I made a video crying about it, which is fine, while Fireflies by Owl City was playing in the background. But that did really well and stuff, and a lot of people like connected with it, and obviously I got a lot of hate comments during that time too because it's like easy target. But like now I feel like whenever I am vulnerable, it gets like thrown in my face almost now. Like maybe people are just more angry. Twitter.
You're just getting to the point where you're so popular. When you get popular, everybody wants to bring you down. That's what happened to Guava Juice.
That's what happened to me.
When he got so popular, all these channels started making hate videos because they were getting millions of views on it. Same thing with like Mr. Beast.
I've gotten some of those towards myself now.
Beast, he's going through a lot right now. There was a lot of mistakes.
Right.
But because of who he is, it's way worse than it would have been if it was a nobody creator. Same with Logan Paul. He did the whole Japan thing. And that was, it was very bad. But it was like,
it's
incredibly bigger than what it would have been if a small YouTuber did that.
Of course, I mean, people, you know, when there's people that are well known and, you know, there's more incentive to make content about those situations, it's going to be more, you know, which is understandable. Like everyone gets that. It's just, it's a bit strange though, because I really miss making like more vulnerable videos, but now it just feels like, even with my Twitter or whatever, when I used to just tweet like how I'm kind of feeling, like, and sometimes maybe I should have held back on some of those things, but it just like now it becomes like you're pushing 30 thing. I'm like, dude, chill out, like I'm supposed to not be human also, like I just don't understand. So but it's okay if I do it in a song, if I express my feelings, but if I do it in a, you know, vulnerable way, it's like, oh, now you're just venting to children, which, to be honest, not all my fans are children. A lot of them are like in
just
their 20s.
Most
of them are. But you know, besides that,
I love the vulnerable stuff.
I do too,
I have made so many videos just when I was like burned out. I made a video when I had a breakup. I made a video, and it's just, it's good to like
humanness
just
is so important.
Update them, but also you got to get it out somehow.
Yeah, no, for me, how I deal with like the comments like that and the hate, it's usually people, I learned this, I took a psychology class on this, it's just people talking about themselves.
That's super valid.
So it's like,
they can do that, talk about yourself, leave me alone.
They just need somewhere to like express it, and it's usually about themselves most of the time, like 90% of the time.
I mean, that's just like when I got into YouTube, that was like really what inspired me to get into it, was, I guess, just that connection that people had. And I mean, that was just really what it was. I mean, like we were talking about like D Fizzy and stuff, like and Shane and all that, like their videos were very vulnerable, like at moments. Most of the time they were just fun and silly, but nonetheless, those videos really made you connect to the creator. So
I think it's good to show that side, because if they only see the happy side, they're gonna think this is what I'm supposed to be like.
Yeah,
because I'm sad sometimes or vulnerable sometimes, I'm never gonna be like them. So it's cool to show them that you're real. You're a real
person.
Yeah, it
seems superficial. I mean, I saw like Chapel Roan just, you know, said her statement about like, you know, fan interactions that like cross a line and stuff, and I personally really was grateful that she did that, because it showed that, you know, that she's human and stuff. And I think more people need to see that. And also know about those lines, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on YouTube, everything's so formulaic and just like for the algorithm.
Especially for the last like 5 years or so. It's got it more in that world.
Really no emotion nowadays on YouTube.
No.
So it's nice to see.
Have you ever had any YouTube hate other than like, you're too vulnerable?
Not. I mean, I've had YouTube hate, but nothing like of too much value, really. I mean, it could be as it's really nothing like super crazy. What have I done? I've definitely like said things that like I didn't mean to have bad intentions, and then it has been thrown back in my face before, and I apologize and stuff. That's the thing. I don't understand what more people could want from somebody than accountability and an apology of something, and to be like, wouldn't do that again.
Willingness to learn.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's gonna make mistakes. I bet I've said something in this podcast that I'm gonna cut out for sure.
Yeah,
that I shouldn't have said.
I mean, yeah, especially like, you know, like you can look at my videos from 10 plus years ago. I was doing super embarrassing stuff, but like there's so much context to my life during that point, the moving out super young and being influenced by somebody that was more doing a silly adult content in the sense of like the YouTube humor.
Yeah.
And I was like, I probably wouldn't do that now, but that's just growth. And I think a lot of people don't allow growth for others, but they allow it for themselves. And I think that's kind of a sad world. Mm-hmm. So I try to be understanding in that sense as much as I can, but you should hold people accountable to a degree. So,
get ready for YouTube hate because it's not too late. I encountered mine, I think at 30, and it was KSI and I did not know who he was. I did not know how big he was over there.
Oh yeah.
And all I said is I want a box. And then he just laughed at me, made multiple videos that got tens of millions of views.
I was watching.
That was crazy.
I was invested.
Did you see my video on my fight with Deji, like what I went through?
I definitely watched like, was that pretty recent, right?
That was 3 years ago. It's my first boxing match. I fought Deji, but it was in London.
And you won.
Yeah, I won, but it was 13 or 15,000 people in that stadium booing me. Not one fan. Yeah. I think I saw one little Filipino girl in there, and she's like, hi. But the whole country, they were egging me, throwing rocks. Crazy. They were, like, stalking me. Like,
I definitely, like, saw it, but I didn't see the severity of how intense it was, because I have heard, like, you talk about this before, but... it totally makes sense. Like
it was a whole country hated me because of KSI.
Especially like when you take it into perspective that a lot of those people are like younger too. Yeah. So they don't understand that, hey, you're just a human.
Yeah.
And this is meant for entertainment. Yeah. You guys probably, you know, it's not that deep to where like people should have shit thrown at each other. Yeah. So, like, come on.
But. I think it's because just UK is more like, you're a bitch. And that means like, oh, it's not a big deal over there. But if you say that here, then everybody's more sensitive. They're like, what? And like, but over there, they're like, they'll fight. And they think that's normal. But here, they're more sensitive. Like with like athletes or famous people here, they'll be like, boo. And that's all they'll do.
Yeah.
But over there, they'll look for you and they'll like throw things at you and they'll like key your car and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's like
and so,
super unacceptable for sure.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then he had a bunch of hate too. So, and that was like in your late 20s, right?
Yeah, late 20s. I was probably like 28, 29. This guy,
so you got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, this guy is Gus Johnson. I don't know if you know Gus Johnson.
Yeah.
He's canceled. Yeah, he did a hate video like,
this guy, Gus sucks.
I was like, really found that one to him.
He's just talking about himself. All right,
no, man. There's like a fun way to almost like criticize content too without actually being mean. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've done that to a degree, but like I wouldn't actually like, I feel like some people like really just don't care and they'll just be like, this person. Yeah. And that's like the joke. I feel like you can like be like, oh, this is interesting or kind of weird. Like, and like be like, oh, that's kind of odd and be like, hey, don't send hate. But like, obviously you can't really control every viewer though. That's inevitable.
Yeah. But. I mean, there's one thing to like hate the art. But hating the artist, that's like another story.
Yeah, or to actually just like even not even hate it, but just like have like, oh, I can make a video out of this and critique it to a degree.
Criticism.
I think I saw some old footage of like stuff you did in the past, and it kind of reminded me of Content Cop.
Oh, really?
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah. No, I mean, of course, I had the internet.
Who did you want to win the fight, me or Idubbbz?
I actually was so torn on that.
Really?
I was I really was. I mean, I was so torn. I thought you guys were both like. I don't know, like, I feel like you both have good hearts, you know?
Yeah, so we're very respectful, but yeah. I don't want to know who you thought was going
to
win.
I mean, I don't know, but it broke my heart to watch the ending of it. Like, it was, his emotionalness made me go.
I didn't expect him to cry. I wasn't trying to make him cry.
It was, he was going through it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know who I wanted. I think I watched that with a group of friends, though. I was with, like, JC and all them.
Oh, yeah, so. They watched all my friends, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Aww.
I was I-dubbed. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So, I was just like, summary, Ian. I-dubbed.
I was just hoping KSI was going to come in and beat you both up.
Pushing.
Yeah. So. Now, that's crazy, though. That's, like, super impressive to even get in the ring, especially in front of that many people. That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know. I keep thinking, like, I did the first one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I did it. And then I did it again.
The working out routine feel like for that? Because that's got to be...
I'm kind of like a robot. When I go in the gym, like, I'm just, like, I'll just be hitting the bag. And then I'm planning on hitting it for 10 minutes. And then before I know it's been an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or my coach is like, usually my coach is kicking me out of the gym. Yeah. So I don't overwork. He's like, get out. I'm like, okay, all right. Sorry, coach.
You're done with that at this point?
I think so. There's only two fights that I would come back for. And it's either Deji rematch or... a fight in the Philippines. If they do an event in the Philippines, I'll fight there.
When are you going to be on iCarly again?
You know everything. That's crazy. That came out of nowhere when I was on iCarly. They were like, hey, you want to be on iCarly? I was like, yeah. I didn't even know they were coming back.
I
don't even
know if I watched the episode. I just know you were on it.
Yeah,
I've seen the clip.
I had no idea that they were coming back. And then my manager was like, hey, they want you on iCarly. It was cool.
That's really cool.
And like the brother... Jerry Trainer.
Yeah.
He was my favorite guy growing up. And I was like, oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's like another version of like Jim Carrey in my mind.
Yeah. Aww. He's got that same energy. And then my scene was with him. I had one line and it was with him. And I was like, no way.
That's
so I had
to
hide that because I was really excited.
Yeah.
So I had to be like,
was he the same in person?
Oh, yeah. He's the nicest guy.
That's dope.
That's good.
He's less energetic when the camera's off, but he's just so nice.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Yeah, for real, dude.
I'm just like, yeah. Once this podcast ends, I'm just like, all right, thanks, guys.
Yeah. I don't know how to scream. I feel like it hurts.
Oh, scream?
Yeah. I feel like Roy could probably do it. I feel like my voice is too high.
Scream?
Scream?
Yeah.
It's been a
minute. My voice is too high.
What type of scream do you want? Like a high scream or like a...
Like a medium? Yeah, medium?
A medium.
Medium scream?
I don't know how to scream.
Or do a low and a high one.
I don't know how good I am at it. It's going to be, this is going to be in a cringe compilation.
No.
That's okay. Add it to the other ones.
Okay. Oh, that sounded like a wolf in like the nighttime.
Yeah. Okay, Alex, go.
That was like a deeper one.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, can I hear a high one? Because I feel like I'd be able to do a high one better.
Oh, God, it's so loud. It's going to be really loud.
Is it?
It's going to sound like I Set My Friends on Fire or something like a.
Let's go.
Do I have a word?
Should I play an instrumental and make it easier?
No, I'm not that
good.
Think
a dual word, say, Alex. Ooh.
Alex!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my gosh, that's so scary.
Sorry if I peaked the mic. I'm so sorry,
That's good.
If I heard that in my closet, I would pee.
I could have probably done it a little better, but...
That sounds like somebody in my closet, like a monster in my closet.
Okay, go, Alex.
Okay.
What? Why did that sound sexual?
What?
That sounded like a hurt.
I made myself vulnerable in front of my friends, and this is how you react.
That sounded like a horny Furby.
Wow. Wow.
What was that?
I'm trying to emulate.
No.
I'm trying to be good.
No, give it another shot.
Okay. You guys! You can't laugh every time! I'm never screaming again!
No, keep going.
Okay.
Some words.
Okay, give me a word.
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
You sound demonic.
Dang it, guys. This is how it felt in high school when they wouldn't accept me in the emo group.
Insidious. Well,
you're saying ravioli like that.
Ravioli.
Okay, you show us how it's done.
Yeah, please.
Diaphragm.
Ravioli.
What? That was good.
Dude, he killed that.
What? Wait, how come you didn't say what? How would you? You
what?
Didn't say that about me when I said it.
Oh.
You said
you sound like a bullfrog having sex.
What?
Which isn't good.
It's not good.
No, it was.
That's the what? Okay, wait. Can you?
Yeah.
Show me what I did. What I sounded like. You guys
that was a little better. I tried to take it. Yeah. I was trying to make fun of his.
Meanest guys ever. You guys are like my bullies now.
No. Never. Say never.
Okay, I'll cry about it later and forget never. About it.
I think you did great.
Oh.
Okay. You know, even just going for it is something.
There you go.
You know.
See? You can write that down.
Let's see this. Okay, so we're going to play a game.
Participation trophy for you.
We're going to end this pod with a game.
Yes.
I got to have you two go against each other.
Okay.
It's like
a long game.
No, you,
okay.
You got it. You're emo.
Are those yours?
Too.
Yes.
Oh, I thought the therapist left them. I was like, oh no.
Okay, it's called.
These are therapist glasses.
This is called the 1 second game.
Okay.
I'm going to play emo songs.
Good. No copyright then. We're good.
Facts. And yeah, just first one to say the song name. I'm going to play 1 second of the song. Get some.
How about.
So are we trying to. Oh, to say the song name. Okay. Yep. I thought you were.
How about either the song name or the band?
Artist.
Yeah, because
no, it has to be a song name.
I'm not good with song
names. Okay, fine, bet.
We'll do. I think that's fair.
Okay, cool. All
right, here we go.
Or what about like a band member too? You maybe like do that.
Sure. Oh, that's extra credit. Sure.
Anything in the realm.
Okay.
All right, ready? We're starting off.
Let me look at the screen. No, I'm just kidding.
Here we go.
Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, yep.
Well, to be fair, I already saw it on the
list. Hold on.
I didn't know that.
Dang it.
Screen looking.
My own season. Oh.
Oh, yellow card.
Oh, we got it. Oh, only one.
Oh, that's the used?
It's Hero Heroine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boys Like Girls.
Yeah, okay.
Boys Like Girls. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, that's a.
All My Rejects.
Oh,
is it?
Alex got
it. Yeah, Alex got it. I said, oh,
okay, here we go.
Oh, that's I'm getting up slowly.
Yep, what is it?
Reliant K?
Reliant K.
Got it. Here we go.
Oh, that's Paramore.
Yep.
Just from one drum hit.
Oh, that's Do You Feel Like a Man? Frizz Down? Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yes.
Okay, we're long. Oh, that's a Bowling for Soup. No,
is it Sum 41?
Nope.
That's another day. Zipple Plan.
I got it.
Sorry, I'm really like trying. Oh, that's a Bowling for Soup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's Okay. Oh, this is a hard one. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh God. Fall Boy? No. That's no. I feel like it's not that. That doesn't sound.
It is Memory by Sugar Colt.
Oh, it is.
Sugar Colt. Yeah. Okay, you guys play. Let me do the.
Oh, that's all right. Let's do it.
Oh.
Okay.
This is hard. You were going quick too, so I was like.
I only know the more popular ones.
I do too, though. I'm a poser.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm blonde.
Okay, let me find ones that.
I just do this as a marketing team.
I was about that.
Everyone knows emos make the most money.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes. Oh, this is all the use.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
That was good. Oh, here we go. This is a classic. Ready?
Oh, this is a Hawthorne Heights.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that was for lovers, yeah.
I know
it's hard to feel.
I don't care at all. I'm trying.
That's what people say to me when they see me on Omegle doing the videos. They're just like, any of those.
With the upside down mic, the music video. Remember the upside down?
Hey there. You know why they did that?
Why?
They forgot the mic stand.
Oh.
And that was probably the best thing that's ever happened to them. Yeah. Forgetting that mic stand.
It's iconic.
Oh, here. Oh. I remember this one. Ready?
Yep. Oh.
That sounds pop punk almost.
There's something strange going on in between. My head.
I don't know this one.
Yeah. That's a underdog one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't get it.
Here we go.
Hey there, Delilah. Playing White Tees.
So fast. Oh, this is the one that Roy showed me.
I like the soft stuff.
Yeah, me too. This is the one Roy showed me. I think it's what got me into emo music in the first place. Because you showed me the music video. And
okay,
I was like,
now he's going to know. He's
now he showed me a million music videos. Ready?
Tell me what you
thought.
So what's the song? Best of Me.
Yeah. That's the first one. I think that's what got me into it.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yes.
This is my workout music.
So like Bring Me the Horizon or something aggressive. Oh, this is Asking Alexandria, maybe?
I don't know what that is.
What'd you say?
Was it Asking Alexandria?
No. Here we go.
Oh, this is What If I Come A Kill. The Kill.
Yep.
30 Seconds to Mars.
I used to go crazy.
I feel like if I say enough words at once, it will f*** him up to not be able to process.
Vanessa Hudgens. It's Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. It's Sneakers by Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay, here we go. This is like what the world knew of emo, but like, we were all like, oh, that's basic. Okay.
Mm.
From first to last. Oh, Linkin Park.
I didn't get to it yet. My roommate was in a Linkin Park music video, I found out.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Travis McCoy.
Yeah, we stared at each other.
Jim.
It Cupid. Happened. Okay,
is this Cupid's chokehold?
Oh, I got one last one.
Oh.
One last one.
Take a look at my girlfriend. That sounds so good. That song popped up on TikTok again for a while.
I saw a Metro Station popping up everywhere, too. I was like, what?
No way.
Yeah.
No. Trouble.
Trouble. I'm an addict. I'm addicted to this girl. She's got my heart tied in a knot and my stomach in a whirl. Even worse, I can't stop calling her. She's all I want more. I mean, damn. What's not to adore? Playing too much guitar, listen to jazz. I called so many times.
Okay. We're getting too crazy. Mad. All right.
Shout out to the 10 people that know that song.
Shout out to Missouri.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah,
for
course.
Coming on and gracing us with your presence. And
thank you, guys.
Making us emo.
Of course, I tried. You know, we can redo it someday. Maybe, you know.
Yeah. I'll bring boots.
Maybe that'll be a Wasabi production video. I'll turn you both emo.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, with full out look. You know.
Ooh.
Oh, everything. Like what? What are we missing? Oh, straight hair. Straight hair.
I feel like the hair we could totally make work. I mean,
this one I buzzed. I should have kept the long one.
It's okay. We can still find a way.
I could be like. Who has buzz hair?
We just dye it blonde.
Yeah, or we just. Well, is that an emo or is that Slim Shady?
Yeah.
I think you just want to see him with blonde hair. But it's okay. You know, eyeliner, or I guess you already really pulled it off.
I want to be fully decked out. I want fake tattoos. I want everything. I want a band shirt.
Real
I only
tattoos.
Had a black
Fuck
shirt.
The fake tattoo.
Oh, you're trying to get the real one?
Oh, yeah. Give me.
Honestly, double nipples. I have a tattoo machine. I'm not good with it, but we can do it.
He actually needs to fix one. He gave me a tattoo and he messed up.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So we'll come over and you can emo us out and then you can fix my tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, thank
and
you
then
guys
we can
so
give
much.
You a tattoo.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Why not? I don't care.
You don't care?
Dude, I don't really care. Well, yeah.
That's crazy.
I have one for my grandpa already. I have one for my ex-girlfriend.
No way.
Like,
and they did it?
You remember like Robbie Rodden from LazyTown?
Yeah.
I have that tattooed on my leg for my ex-girlfriend. Get it covered up.
You just let her?
Yeah, I was like back when I was really like, I gotta get YouTube content going.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Dobrik was making crazy videos.
Can I put whatever I want on you?
For the most part, yeah.
But Wasabi Productions.
As long as I don't, that's fine. As long as I don't get canceled, Wasabi Productions would be totally fine. From you, it'd be iconic. Let's do it.
All right, thank you so much.
Johnny.
We'll see you soon. We'll do some more stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Until then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.